Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm thrilled to see it. That is the ABS system, automated ball strike system, that has been utilized in spring training. It was, if you went on a road trip with us to Springfield, you saw it there in action. I was up in Omaha, saw it there. They've been doing it in the minor league system. Essentially, you know, you're going to be able to have an appeal system. You know, now the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter can be involved in this at the time. So that it's not like the manager can. It has to be the very quickly those three players involved at that certain time have an appeals process. You only get a certain amount for each team, and
you can retain them if you get them right.
And it's very quick. So if you haven't been to a minor league game to see it, it is all of a sudden Salvador Perez is in the batter's box. It's a pitch called a strike. And he's like, no. He taps his helmet real quick. The ump says, oh, okay, hold up. And everybody kind of stares at the Jumbotron. It shows like anything you would see, like a K-zone animation.
Tennis.
And it's the same thing as whatever they call that in tennis.
Eagle eye or whatever it is.
Yeah. And it's over. Then the ump says, basically, you know, he hops on the mic real quick and says the call, you know, it's a strike or ball, whatever, the call stands, and everybody moves on. It's just like that. It's a great thing. I'm very excited about this, especially after watching some baseball last night where I was like, I was watching the Reds game because the Reds are trying to hang on to a playoff spot. They lost. But there must have been 15 bad strike calls in the game.
I told you, Jeff Passanson had a highlight video of a game this week in which an umpire missed, according to ABS, 25 calls. This will not solve umpiring in the zone. I've said this before. This isn't even meant to be a knock on the job they do. Do you know how hard it is to watch a ball breaking 12 inches going 94 miles an hour to see if it crossed an invisible barrier? It's an impossible job. No one's meant to be able. The human eye is not designed.
I love this system, though.
This is perfect because every ball and strike doesn't have to be this way, but you get to be like, I know the zone. Prove it. And then it adds drama and it adds intrigue and you get to like other talking points. Let's just say a guy for the Tigers calls for it and it's actually a ball. We get to be like, what are you wasting? You don't even know the strike zone. Adds fodder to the game, which is important.
It's going to be great for Vern's postgame show next year. You know, there's going to be someone calling in complaining why did Vinny Pasquantino not challenge that one in the fifth inning and the bases were loaded or whatever, right? Like there's going to be those conversations, which will be fun. I see a few people texting in say, let the robot system.
Everyone.
I disagree with that. So this is where I'm at. I will say, as much as I love ABS, I really don't want it going a step further, and that would be the only thing. Like I want this to be it. I do not want us to get to a fully automated system because I still have talked about this. I've talked about the human element of sports, and I know we all want things to be right and perfect and everything like that. I still understand, as you described, how difficult it is to do. There is still a human element to baseball. Part of watching baseball and is the controversy of us, you know, bitching and moaning that it was a bad call or whatever. There is still some of that I want. So I like the appeal process because when it matters most, we can ensure they get it right. Right? You can tap a helmet, and the pitcher also, by the way, the pitcher thinks he got screwed. He can challenge too. We keep using it as a hitter thing, but the pitcher and catcher can say no. We got squeezed or whatever it might be on that particular strike call.
As
or
you
our
know,
ball call.
I've moved away from replay. Is that I want less of it? Finally, a replay that actually rights a wrong. My problem with replay in general in sports has been it doesn't seem like it corrects the mistakes enough. As in, we're like, did he make a catch? Was the ball foul? I've watched them call a ball foul that was clearly fair for the Royals in replay in the last calendar year. So, like, my frustration was, are you getting it right enough? This one's pretty simple. It is black and white. It is right or wrong. There is no messing it up. I like that there's recourse for something to be wrong.
Sure.
That can be challenged. That you have a right. If they went to full-time, I wouldn't throw a fit. Am I fine with this current system of everybody just taps their helmet a couple times a game? Yeah, it works for me. Big time moments, big time games. The idea that a 3-2 pitch is a borderline call, or a 2-2 pitch that they call strike three, and it's bases loaded in the sixth inning or the eighth inning of a tie baseball game, and he gets to tap his helmet, he's like, no, it's actually 3-2. Ooh, I get the pitch again. I like the drama of it. That's the human element I like. It can add drama.
Yeah, this is a great step forward. I'm just saying, I really am not a fan if they went to full automated strike zone, because then at that point, you truly are almost just playing a video game at that point. Like, there is no discrepancy. It is just black and white on that. And I know some people want that to be the case, I guess, for strikes and balls. But there is still part of it where I don't want a baseball game. There's basically, you know, the ump sits chilling back there, and he's never calling strikes and never calling balls. And it's just this automated system is just triggering. Like, the ump is just going to have an earpiece in the future, and he has to go through the motions of emotionally calling his guy out, and he's not even the one that made the call technically. Like, what are we going to just all look at the Jumbotron after every pitch to find out? Like, I don't want it to be fully automated. This is perfect.
This is way better than we've had. I don't care if you want the full version or not. This is better. Finally. I can't believe it took this long. I understand the system's imperfect, so it took them a while to build it. If you've watched it, as Gold mentioned, if you've been to any minor league game or watch any minor league game, it's perfect. It's so easy and simple and functional.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.